Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, Jim Wilson, Newmark, Terry O'Connell, O'Connell & Company, Caleb Hoppus Hanlon, and Ryan Saab, Brown & Brown. And Caleb, could you give me a rundown on who we have on the air today, please?
Yes, sir. We have a great show lined up today. Our guests include Bobby Keys, the president and CEO of Elite Salons and Suites, Doug Edwards, the president of Exact Solar, Bonnie Chong, president and CEO of Anthony and Sylvan Pools, and Noel Ramirez, the founder and director of Mango Tree Counseling and Consulting.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. I'd like to introduce Bonnie Chong, president and CEO of Anthony and Sylvan Pools. Bonnie, what is Anthony and Sylvan Pools? What are you up to?
We design and build backyard dreams as the country's largest in-ground concrete pool builder in 17 states, 18-year rich history.
Wow. Where are you from? How many brothers and sisters, and where are you in the pecking order?
Born in Hong Kong, raised in a dozen other places, one older sister.
Mm-hmm. 8 to 14. Tell me what was going on with you 8 to 14.
8 to 14, fairly formative foundational years. I was diagnosed with alopecia areata at the age between 9 and 10. So from 8 to 14, I was doing a lot of coping and developing as an individual.
Mm-hmm. So that also corresponds with the years that you guys were moving around with your family. So here you are with alopecia, you've lost your hair, and you're moving to new communities. Gee, that could be an interesting period of time. Jim, could you give me a hand, please?
Yeah, sure. Bonnie, so you mentioned coping with this alopecia at an early age. Who was there to support you on that journey?
My family. They were truly my support system. They made sure, Jim, that I never felt my path was hindered as a human because of the baldness. And so really, I look to them to support me.
I think you used the term in the green room, they were your rock. And I'm wondering, are you your company's rock? And what do you foster in terms of an environment for your employees?
I try to be through alopecia and dealing with that until my adult years, and I'm still dealing with it. I think kindness is a big part of it. I try to foster a culture where we are kind, we're respectful, but at the same time, we're positive and resilient. So through my personal experience, that's what I try to encourage that all my employees demonstrate.
Terry?
Bonnie, tell me a little bit more about moving from Hong Kong to America.
It was a kind of a cultural shock, Terry. In Hong Kong, all my family was there and we literally just uprooted to a place I've never been. And so I got to know people from diverse backgrounds and started to really learn to respect diversity in thinking. And
But you mentioned in the green room where we went through this, right? So you moved at the same time that you found out you had alopecia. So you're moving away from your family. You're missing these formative years that you felt where you were, and I'll just describe it as you described it, you were coping. You were back in your own little world. You're in the cave reading library books. So as Herb alluded to, that's the formative time. So when did your formative time happen?
College. Really happened in college.
So you're a late bloomer. So what happened in college?
I went to University of Pennsylvania, met the most wonderful people, met my husband the day I moved in as a freshman, and really just started blossoming. And from there, I became who I am today.
So do you bring that to work? Do you tell your employees that story that, you know, life is not where you were when you got here?
Yeah, just like business. You cannot predict. We don't have a crystal ball. But as long as we stay positive, we have each other. We're in the people business. So as long as we have each other.
And I thought you were building pools. What are you talking about? You're putting concrete slabs in and pouring in some chlorinated water. What do you mean?
Oh, no. What we do, the best story, Terry, that I can tell you is when a family walks into one of our showrooms and we say, how much do you want to spend for a pool? And they count the dollars that they have saved in the last 20 years just to have a place for their families to gather and friends. We are definitely in the people business, 100%.
Ryan?
Yeah, Bonnie, what personality traits have you taken from your mom and dad that you bring to work with you every day as president and CEO of Anthony and Sylvan?
Well, just like the others who have spoken, my dad and my mom both bring really strong worth ethic to everything that they do. In addition to that, healthy skepticism from my dad, and my mom, really a passion for people.
Mm-hmm. Caleb?
Bonnie, you're the youngest of two. You have an older sister. How would you describe your older sister?
She is one of the smartest people I've ever met since I was a year and 9 months. And we have a really close relationship, and she has really shown me how to be ambitious and smart.
She showed you how to be ambitious. I wonder if she helped you kind of have the confidence when you went to these formative years at the University of Pennsylvania, a lot of very intelligent people there. Did you see any of your sister and some of the people that brought you out of your shell at Penn?
I actually saw my sister, Caleb. She also went to Penn. She was 2 years ahead of me. She was my husband's residential advisor. So my rock was there my entire journey from childhood all the way to college.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Tari.
Yeah, Bonnie, you mentioned in the green room that now you give back, right? So you're on the board for the Alopecia Foundation for the U.S. But I just want to share the audience. Your hair grew back, didn't it? So I think we want to start there, and then I want to hear more about giving back.
Yeah, my hair just started growing back during the college years, and I think it was because I was surrounded by so much good energy from the community. And
literally late blooming.
Literally late blooming, and I've been so lucky ever since. A couple years ago, about 5-6 years ago, I said to myself, I need to start giving back. I've been so focused on myself and professional and academic growth that I wanted to do something that really mattered. So I looked up the National Alopecia Areata Foundation. Turns out one of the board members lives 15 minutes from me. Reached out to her randomly, got on the board, and has ever since just been part of that community and running some support groups locally.
Mm-hmm. And Bonnie, I mean, there's a trend here that I just really want to highlight for people, and I'd love to get your input on, right? Because you mentioned when you came into Anthony and Sylvan, right, you were a lawyer, right? And you mentioned when you became the CEO, they needed a culture change. And now you're talking about, okay, I've succeeded and I'm taking my time, just like Bobby talked about, I've succeeded, now I'm taking my time and putting it into something else. Mm-hmm. And so this idea of being a people person, of seeking positivity, of seeking kindness, mm-hmm. is that how you lead? Is that what you think matters?
100%.
Value.
100%. I am sort of the believer of all the scientific studies that have said fulfillment in your employees leads to business success. I'm 100% believer of that. And it then just transcends to how the homeowner feels. And so I do everything that I can, Terry, to get to know everybody.
How do you balance that in a job that is very sensitive to the weather? It's very sensitive to delays and construction and problems. So how do you keep your employees fulfilled while meeting these deadlines? Because it is a deadline job.
Yeah, we control what we can control. And then everything else, we manage to top excellence. That's all that we can ask of ourselves every day. And that's the message I send.
Mm-hmm. Caleb?
Bonnie, so you're running this 500-person largest pool company in the United States. You're on a board for a national foundation. Do you have time to do any hobbies? What keeps you busy when you're outside of work and nonprofits?
Playing with my dog and going to boxing.
Playing with your dog and going to boxing. Which one of these do you enjoy more?
Equally. I mean, obviously my dog is like my child. But boxing, I've been doing it for so long, Caleb, over 10 years. And for me, it's active meditation. It keeps me sane. It keeps my brain moving. And it's really the 2 hours in a week that I cannot think about anything else but not getting hit. So it's it just makes me a nicer person, my employees like to say.
So over 2 hours, you're focused on not getting hit. A lot of the CEOs that I know and that we talk to on the show, they say that's their entire day. They're focusing on not getting hit in their business. What's the correlation between the two when you're out boxing and then when you're in the office?
It's about discipline and focus. It's about discipline and focus. Focus being ultra focused in what we need to do. And then also learning and unlearning. Learning what you need to do offensively and defensively, and unlearning what doesn't work, and staying flexible.
Mm-hmm. What's the website address for this organization known as Anthony and Sylvan Pools?
It's easy. AnthonySylvan.com.
We've been speaking with Bonnie Chong, President and CEO of Anthony and Sylvan Pools, here on Executive Leaders Radio.